it so much, masriach, hence the fruit itself becomes despoiled. Here even the fruit doesn't really have a shem oichel. Even the fruit itself is called like psoilis. So if you take the oichel, it's considered like you're taking out the psoilis, that's also awesome. There's no heta burr. Burr is only heta when you want to take the oichel out of the psoilis. If it's something edible right now, and you're taking it, it's considered like a mice achila. Like you're starting your achila, it's not called a mice burr. But here, this termusa, since it's a bitter fruit, and it's not edible right now, so it's considered like a psoilis, so it doesn't have the heter of the oichel metecha psoilis. So Rashi, the shalki lo shiva zimnin, lamatka, and you have to cook it up 7 times, then it becomes sweet. V'loi shakti le lo oichel, if you don't cook up the oichel metecha psoilis, metech shurach, since it's very soft, v'nivak adeshi nishmak harbeim, is masriach. V'ilkach oichel nami, calls the man shemuruv boy, calls the man the food is muruv in it, heavy kipsalus, it lies like psalus. Omiyo oichalu, it is an oichal, o machmirin alay, lemheve yehu, the shakli kipsalus mutech oichal. He was machmirin, so since his man, I said, it is an oichal, but since it's still bitter right now and by itself will be spoiled, therefore it's not called a real oichal, it's called kipsalus, so he was machmirin not to make this burn. But a regular fruit, a regular oichel, when you have the oichel in front of you, it's mutter to take the oichel out of the psoilis. So lamaisa, what comes out of the halachas here is that there's an istim b'diraisa to be burr. If you have things mixed together, to separate them, to take out one from the other, is an issa burr. Now the only heta we have is, if you're only doing it with your hands, or else we said the fork and spoon is also considered like with your hands, it's only just not to get your hands dirty, or because it's too hot you can't touch the soup. But really you could do the same thing with your hands, that's called you making a burr with your hands. Now with your hands, the only heter there is, if you take the oichel from the psoilis, and providing it's right before the meal that you want to eat it right now. So Moshe, you have a salad or you have a soup, and there are a few things mixed in there, and you only want to eat certain things, so you allow to be burr, take out the things that you want to eat, providing it's for this meal. Mashenka, to take the psoilis out, of the pashtus, that's awesome. Now there are a few to know when even the psoilis is mutter. That's in the case where it's eifshe to get to the oichel without taking out the psoilis. The moshel of you have eating chicken. The top of the chicken there's skin, and you don't like to eat the skin, so the skin to you is called psoilis. You just want to eat the inside of the chicken. But the only way you can get to the chicken by first taking off the skin. See, when those tamas are taken out, the psoilis is awesome. But here, since you can't get to the oichel without the psoilis, taking off the psoilis is considered like the beginning of the achila. Since that's the only way you eat it, so it's mutter. Same thing if you want to cut open an onion, and you have the outer skin around the onion, that you can't get to the inside without first cutting out the outer skin. That's also mutter, even though you're taking away the psoilis, because since that's the only way you could get to the oichel, is through taking away the psoilis first, so that's mutter. Bashenkin, if you have them both in front of you, you have the oichel, we say the cucumbers that you want to eat, and the tomatoes you don't want to eat. You could either pull out the cucumbers you want to eat, or else you could take out the tomatoes what you don't want to eat. There it's also to take the tomatoes out, because you have the oichel that could be eaten without taking out the tomatoes. So the only heter is to take the oichel and not the psoilis. Another shell is, let's say, eating fish that has small bones inside it. So here also the Chazanish wants to be makel. I think even the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit makel if you have small bones inside the fish. That since it's not shaykh to eat the fish without first taking out the small bones, it'll be mutter to take out the small bones. Mashenka and the big bones wouldn't have this heter, like you're eating a pulka. If you want to get the pulka, the bone out of here, not to bother you, and you only have kavanah to eat the chicken, it'd be also if you pass to the Mishnah Berurah to pull out the bone, almanach then to eat the chicken. Because here you have the yetzer, take the chicken and eat the chicken by itself. You don't have to pull out the bone to get to the chicken. Here's another shayla, let's say, lamashal, if a fly falls into your soup, or in any dirty spot falls into your soup. So the pashtus is to take the dirt, the fly out by itself, that should be a nisif and burr. However, the Ramah brings down, there is a heter, if you take the spoon to get the fly out, you take some soup in the spoon. So when you're taking out, lamashal, the spoon that has the fly, it's not the fly alone, you're not start making burr, separating the fly from the soup. Even in the spoon that you're taking it out, you have some soup in there. So in the spoon, it's still mixed together, the fly and the soup, so that's not a nisa burr. From this, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma that who had done any type of burr in this oifen is mutter. The mashal, when you have the chont on Shabbos and you mix it up and you have bones inside, so when you serve, you want to first take out the bones to serve just the chont. So the chur of taking out the bones, since you don't want to eat the bones right now, or at least it's not as good as the chont, that should be called like pfilis. So what's that? Yes, yeah, so like the Mishnah Berurah, this would be Iksas Heter. That when you take the bones out of the cholent, you make sure that with the bones you have some cholent on the bones. So Kumas says the bones is not Mavur, is not separated by itself. With the bones you still have the cholent, so there wouldn't be an Issa Berurah. What then if you want to cut off the cantaloupe, you want to get the seeds out of the cantaloupe. So it would be is to cut off a little piece of the cantaloupe with it. So since there's a piece of cantaloupe with the seeds, it's not considered you taking away the pselus by itself, but you have some oichel attached to the pselus. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish is more machma in this point, and he said there's no heter. Calls in mind you're taking away the pselus from the oichel, there's no heter to make burr. Either the case of the fly, he knows a little bit different by the fly. But the mice, I think, developed is more makel like the Mishnah Berurah. There's another point about burr. The Shalom, if you want to eat watermelon. Where you have taken out the pits. So the Chura taken out the pits from the watermelon, that should be a shallow burr, which is mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alof, that's taka osa. Because Anish in this punk wants to be mekel. He wants a tiny that burr is only, much like we say, you have the cucumbers and the tomatoes in front of you. Now, you have to take each one separately. You could either take the cucumbers out, or else you take the tomatoes out. So, there it's only mutter to take the oichel and not to take the psalus. But let's say in a case like a watermelon or even a pulka, you have a piece of chicken on the bone. You have to hold both of them before you pull one off the other. Like it's one piece right now. You have a piece of watermelon. Or you have a piece of chicken here with the bone, the pulka. So now you hold on your right hand, you have the chicken, and the left hand, you have the pulka. So he learns it's not convenient whether you're going to pull your left hand and take the bone out, or whether you're going to pull the right hand and pull the chicken out. It's since they're both in your hand together, that's called derech achila, it's mutter. You see what? In order to get the pit out of the watermelon, you have to hold the watermelon in your hand, and in one hand you're holding the watermelon, and one hand you're holding the pit. So you learn it wouldn't be enough to mean that whichever one you pull, whether you pull the watermelon away from the pit or put the pit away from the watermelon, they're both called derech achila. The ik is the burr of taking the pselus is where you're only taking the pselus by itself. Like we say, you had the salad in front of you, and something, a pit fell in there. You want to pick out the pit, that will be also to do that type of a burr. Yeah, okay, so let's go more weiter. We have Teuchen. Next Moloch, and the Mishnah talks about is Teuchen grinding. Omer Rav Papa, Haiman de Purim Silka. If you have this beet, that your cup slices it up into small pieces, is Chai Mishum Teuchen. It's a Chiddush. Teuchen doesn't mean you have to mamash put it through the grinder and grind it up. No, cutting it up into small pieces, that's also called Teuchen. In Omer of Menashe, Haiman de Sola Silka, you take pieces of wood, and also cut it up into small pieces, is chai mishum teichen. It's saying you say you don't have to dafka grind it. Now cutting them up into small pieces, that's also nisa teichen. In Amar of Ashi, he kapad amishchosu, when you're cutting up these small pieces of wood, your makpa of dafka do like 1 or 2 inches long. You want dafka exact length. The shear is chai mishum mechatech. Then every time you cut it, there's an isa mishum mechatech of cutting. Let's see Rashi. Deporim silka. B'mem gasinen, v'lei b'samach, ki deforish b'yavaretiv, my keeper, pirma. What does that mean? Mechat chay hadak. You cut them up, slice them up into small pieces. That's a nisa teichen. The soul is still to drash, you ate some dakam l'avaresh, you want to cut up small wood into small pieces to make a fire with it, that's also nisa teichen. V'yikopar ha-meshchosa, l'choyt chan v'mida, you mak b'davka to cut it up to the right size, the exact size, that's an issa of mechatech, drashi, or mekatsa v'mida. We had before in Mishnah said, at least, mechatech by or, by skin. If you cut the skin down to the right size, that's an issa of mechatech. So the chur, what comes out from here, is that it's also to cut up vegetables on Shabbos into small pieces. To cut cucumbers very thin. Now, hadak here doesn't mean mamish thin, like you can't see it. I mean, small pieces, even though it's edible that way, but small pieces. So, according to Shaila, people are more make the eggs and onions on Shabbos in the morning. They slice up the onion into very small pieces. They try and chop up the eggs. So, on the eggs, you could say there's only ein treichen ele b'gdula karka. It's only on gdula karka, something that grows. But what's the answer to chop up the onions very, very small? Look, this Gemara, look, said there's an issue to rice of teichin. So some Rishonim learn, and there were more paschals like that, that there's a heter if you do it miyad for the suda, the sorach achila. It's just like by burr before we said, if you take the oichel out of the psilis, it's mut if you do it l'alta, teed it right away. It's called derech achila b'kach. Who are din teichin also grinding? If you're cutting up these onions, you're cutting up the vegetables, manas teed it right away, then there's no iser of teichin if you do it right away. So that would be the heter Shabbos morning, at least if you do it before the Suda. If you do it early in the morning, I'm going to ask you a few hours later, there'll be no Heta. But if you do it an hour before the Suda, when you're preparing for the Suda, if you're chopping up the onions, I'm going to ask you it by the next Suda, that will be Mutte, because the Teuchen is Mutte if you do the Tzarek Achila right now. And this Achila Huadim Babura doesn't mean you have to eat it. It could be due to somebody else. If it's going to be eaten right away, that's called Tzarek Achila. But Shenkin, if you're not going to eat it right away, you can do it now for Shalashudis. That an is of teichin, cutting up, slicing up vegetables or anything that grows into very small pieces. Here's a more baita. The halash v'yoifa. There's a malacha. Another malacha is lash of kneading. We'll learn baita gemara more about lash v'yoifa and baking. So the more amara popa shofik tana di dan bishul samamonim. Our Tana, the Mishnah, left out the word bishul. Like really, the melacha that was in the Mishkan was bishul. Used to cook in the Mishkan. They cooked up these samamonim, the dyeing, the grass that they used to dye with. They used to cook it in water to get the dye the water. And then they would dye the material with it. So there was bishul in the Mishkan. So they have it be Mishkan. V'nokad oifer, chorosile kasha, and the Tana, the Mishnah, can be put in the melacha of oifer baking. They didn't bake anything with serve the Mishkan. They bake the tzorach the menachos maybe, but not the tzorach the binyan of the mishkan. So why doesn't the Tana say bishul? Why does the Tana say oifer? That there it is, tona didan, our Tana, our Mishnah, sidura the pas nokat. He's going to explain the seder, that the melach is the seder how you make bread. Like that's an easy way maybe to understand it, like a simen. So to remember, the melach is he puts in the seder of how you go to make bread. That you lash, you knead first, then you oifer, then you bake it. That's why it says baking. But really the malacha is bishul, and bishul and oifer is the same thing. Such Rashi. The noket oifer de loy shayach b'mlechas ha-mishkan chval. For the building of the mishkan there was no type of baking. But teretis to do with the pas. Shehizchol boy noket. It wants to say the beginning of making pas. That's where we start off already. Like it says, Zoyrer, Boyrer, Maraki, these are all malachas you do in the wheat, until finally you get to bake the wheat. Shishcha banakat vayfa b'makim bishul samonim, who would have a bishul to pass. So the Gemara, Omer Ravacho baravaviro, Haiman dishodo sichto liatuna. If somebody throws a peg, like a metal peg, into the oven, like to bake it on Shabbos, it's chayim shumavasha. There's nisav bishul, you're cooking up the peg, the metal peg, yichayiv. But the more pshita, avada, you're cooking it, why aren't yichayiv? Mal de teimu l'shru and monaka mechavin. What do you mean you're cooking up metal? You don't make metal soft. The cooking, the heating up the metal only makes it stronger, makes it harder. L'shru and monaka mechavin. It's called like you're hardening the kli, so that wouldn't be called a bishul at all. Kamash malon demir parofi. No, the way you harden it really is first you make the kli a little bit soft. You get the water to go out of the metal. For all that comet, then it becomes hard again. For about in between, you're making a little bishul, that's the chidish yechayim for this bishul. So trashi the shorda sichta, sheishlich yeset lach al wet, yeset a wet peg letanav into the oven. Cham liyavsho sheiskasha. You put it into a hot oven, they should dry up and become strong. The shrur lechazik v'enkam bishul. I would think you could have one who's only to be mechazik the kli. There's no bishul. There it is. No, the merapi rofe they chay maor from the heat. First, it gets a little bit soft. V'amayim shebetoicha yitzinf, and the water inside it goes out. Liyachas shiyotzu meimav. After the water goes out, komet miskashem. V'chirofa bereisha v'bishulei. V'chirofa bereisha when it gets soft at the beginning, heavy bishulei. That's the chiddush is also called bishul. So Tzai speaks out, even on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, mashmataka the kavona, when you cook up metal, is to make it hard. That's your kavona. But there it says, that's your kavona. it's not called you have kavon to do bishul. But there's a shalom from bishul akum that if a guy has kavon to put on the oven a manasta put a piece of metal inside, there's no risk of bishul akum. Some other food is there, and he's cooking the food. Because the kavon of the guy is not to cook, the kavon of the guy is to make the metal hard. That's about the kavon is lechazik the kli. But here the Gemara and Shabbat is saying, but a mitzvah, if you do it on Shabbat, you chayiv mishum avashal, because the mitzvah is doing a ma'aseh bishul. That's one chiddush. So the Gemara writes, Omar Rabba ba Rafuna, Haiman the Arsech Kufra, whether he heats up tar, on Shabbat, is chayiv mishum avashal. It's not an issa bishul. For the Gemara writes, Pshita, why not? You're cooking up tar, why shouldn't there be an issa kufra? Mal the Taimah. What do you mean you're heating up tar? Hey, tar is something that's hard now. If you heat it up, it gets soft, but as soon as it cools off, automatically it comes back to hot again. Same Maloy, maybe that's not called bishul. Bishul means that it's nicker in the chetz, so you did some bishul to it. You cook food. It's nicker after it was cooked, that it was cooked. Whether it comes soft, whether it comes hard, a hot egg, or this, anything you cook up, after it's cooked, it's nicker, it was cooked. But here after it's cooked up, it comes cooled off, and it gets hard again, is a maloi, kamash mulon. The about b'shaita, there was a bishul, yichayi for that. Shrashi diyasach kufra, shiitach zephis. Toda akusha, yichoyzu meskasha, comes hard again. So, chur, davis roshwe, luchur, you learned that chinesh before. By metal also before, the peg. When the peg gets soft, but about it right after, it gets hard again, so it's also not nikah the bishul. So, davis roshwe, we need another chinesh for, chur, that was a chinesh in the case before. Not sure. Somebody goes to make a barrel, a chavita, or Rashi says chavita means shacheres, an earthly, made out of clay, is chayim mishum sheva chatois. There are seven isurim involved in making a chavita, making a barrel. So Rashi, Eshton, this, Teuchen, Haragovin, you have to grind up the mud like, v'shoich kon hadak, to make it very small, heavy Teuchen. That's nitsa Teuchen, you're grinding up the dirt, that's called Teuchen. You have to make burr, pull out the bad, big rocks. That's called burr. Hareshtayim. Omarkidim benafa, then you sift it. That's the third one. Omagavol hatit, then you do like lash. You have to mix the clay with the water. Dino lash, that's four. Omamarachatit, then you have to smoothen it out. Kishoisagun, when you make the form. Shiyehechola kare mamachik, that's the fifth malacha mamachik. Or Mavrisor, then you have to make the fire, that's the sixth, the Kivshon, or Mitzar for Betochen, or Reimah Vashel. Yeah. Say you have seven. There's Mavri making the fire, and then there's Mavashel. As Rashi, Chiyuba, the Choyfer, Ailuchur, you dig to get the clay, so why isn't there Mr. Chafir here? As Rashi, Leke, then it's Orochel, Lafora. Even though you're making a hole, it's like we had before, you make a hole, but you don't want the hole. The Iki you want is just the offer, there's no Isser on the Harisha. Therefore, you chayiv only for seven chatois. So the Gemara tanur, if you will have das to make a tanur, to make an earthly oven, then chayiv mishum shmoyne chatois. There's an eighth one. So Rashi's mazbun, when you take it out of the oven, you have to smear something on it to make a makara patish. That'll be the eighth malacha. Rashi tana chayiv shmoyne liachos, to talk of the kivshon, who tachol of tfeli, he puts another, some tfelis, more cement on top of it. She'av, it should be very thick, and the chayiv is chayiv. Who gemar malach? That's the gemar malach. Even like Amon, committed to have a gemar malach. Chayim mishumak mapatish. Our gavi chodesh like mishumak mapatish. Do miyel nigmar malach to betanam. By chodesh, you stand put it into the oven and it comes out baked. That's a finished chodesh. That's a finished barrel. But shenkin the tana, you have to smear some stuff on top of it after it comes out. That's a malach of mak mapatish. That's how you have it. So the gemara. Rabaya Haiman the yovet chalso. If you're going to make a beehive, a kiveris. Made out of reeds, out of kanon zatrashi, is chayiv achas asara. Yichatois. You give chayiv 11 chatois, 11 malach that you're doing. The chayitel lepume, if you want to sew up the opening of it, to make like a rim there, is chayiv sholosh asara chatois. You have another two malachis involved, you have 13 altogether. So drashi chalsa, what is this? Kivera shokanim. A beehive made out of reeds. Chayiv yud aleph. What is it? Zoymer akanim. When you're pulling off the kanim, the reeds, the bed reeds you pull off, that's an issa zoymer. V'hu tzaruch lehem. And you also need the reed now. It's chayim mishum kaitzim mishum noteya. You chayim mishum you are zor noteya. You're making the other ones grow better. And you chayim mishum kaitzim you're pulling off the reed. Also, yachad, if you pull off a lot of reeds, they all fell down. You want to gather them together now. B'makim gidulay. Harei zemaymer. That's an issa maymer. Then birur yofes. Hareza bur, hechlika, and you have to smooth it out, hareza mamachik. Or some darkest, a miyachas shtayim, a sholosh, hareza techen, you have to make them the small pieces, like we had before, small pieces of reeds, of wood, that's nisa techen. Then you mark, but they have the exact size. Hareza mechatech. Hesech ha-shesi, hareza mesech. You put the shesi, the long ways in, that's mesech. Or ragachas l'mala, v'yachas l'mata, telamidu hareyoyse shtey botanirin. Then you make like the two loops that the reeds go through. Orak, then you make the emes the weaving. Harez oirik. Chotach liach harigos. After you finish weaving it, you have to cut off the top pieces. They lashvois and raise a maklapatish. I mean, like, come on. Haman the shakla kufa, that's maklapatish. That's the yud aleph. Vaita vichait lapume. Lasas lo sofa oisav kan toifev the kosher. Shesorach likshur, you have to tie it up. Liach haratur, you have to sew it up. So therefore you have another two, you have tefir is sewing, then you have to tie it down. So Rashi now extam all these cases, Mishum Boyna Lekuchyuba, why isn't there this a binyan all these three cases? You're making Kalim. Rashi Lay Bukhoz Labitana Lai Bukhivaris. They in binyan be Kalim, that's Rashi Shita. Even though you make the whole kli from beginning to end, there's no Issa binyan by Kalim with the Raisa. This Rashi Shita. Tais type of things like in Rashi Tais learns, ain't binyan b'kelim means just to put pieces back together again. But when you make the whole cliff and matchilu b'yatsayav, that Tais is passing, there's binyan b'kelim. Like all point of Rashi Shita is that midiraisa, there's no use of binyan b'kelim, only if you're building something mechubal karka. That's an isim midiraisa. So mainly here, that's Rashi's cheshbon, how you have either the 7 chatoyis, the 8 chatoyis, the 11 or the 13 chatoyis. Yeah, a little more vital. Hagoizis es hatzeme vihamlavnei. Hagoizis is you shear off the wool off the sheep. Vihamlavne, then you wash it out. That's nisa from alavne. So tomorrow, Omer Rabba Barachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Hatov oitzeme shagabe behemer b'shabes. If you spin the wool off the animal itself, I mean, you do the spinning when the wool is still attached to the sheep. On Shabbos, is chayiv shalosh chatois. In this case, Shechayiv, three different chatoyis, there are three different obas melochas. Achas mishum goizis, the mitzvah, after you spin it, you have to pull off the hair of the wool, that's an issa goizis. V'achas mishum anafit, right there afterwards, when it's pulled off, you have to comb it. It's being combed when it's on the behema. V'achas mishum tovi, in the mitzvah, you're spinning it to respond, spinning the wool when it's on attached to the animal. So you have these three melochas. We have kind of Ramanay, and Derek Ziza the Kach, the Enderek Manafis the Kach, the Enderek Tov the Kach. It's not a Derek to do these things when it's still attached to the animal. A Derek Goizes means you cut off first all the wool. Not that while you're being Tov, while you're spinning it, it's coming off. It's about a Derek, it's Kalacha Yad, there's no Issim with the Raisa, it's only Issim with the Rabbon. For the Gemara, is it true that there's not an Issim with the Raisa, it's not a Derek the Kach? The Loi Votanya, the Raisa learned Mishmeh, Mishmeh, the Ramnechemia. Shota peizim v'tovavizim. What does that mean? That's from Shan, the posik is Alma tovli agabi behema. Shema tovli. That they used to spin the wool when it was still attached to the animal. So you see, it's a lotion from tovli beizim. They did it when it was still attached to the izim. Rashi says, Shota peizim v'tovavizim. Kro kadorish. He's asking the posik. Tovli yes the izim. Begufon shall izim mashma. It's mashma when the izim by the goats. The hair was still attached to the goats, they spun it. So you see it's a derech bekach, and for the Gemara, chochmi yaseira shani, is a chochmi yaseira, it's a drashi kudasiv, v'chol isha achach masleiv. It's a special chochma to do these things. Well, the head yid, a normal person ain't darker bekach, v'avi kalach ayad. For a normal person, it's not a derech bekach, it's not a kalach ayad. Gemara tona rabbonin, ha'atil ishesa knaf. Somebody pulls off the knaf, that's the wing of an animal. Rashi tells us a knaf, it means nights gedela min knaf, or if the big wing, the big feather from the wing of the animal, from the wing of the bird. Ha tells us a knaf, the hakomtoi. Rashi means lacha shetolsha, if you cut off the, pull off the wing, choytech roshe, you cut off the head of it, shudak, it's very thin, v'roilam niach pekav ksos. You like cut off the feathers of it, the thin feathers of it. The akemtoi. Then we have mortars, the drashlitzad's novli, the other side of the wing, the side of its tail. Shukosha, it's very hard. Merit sar, they pull off the hair of it. Mekan al mekan. Or mashter chakone, v'noisen haseya v'kav v'ksos. They use the hair also to put onto the pillow. So the Gemara is chayiv shalosh chatois. These are three different avos melachos. Yechayiv three chatois. Yom Mishum melachish, what are these? Tolish chayiv mishum goizis. By cutting off the wing, yechayiv mishum goizis. Koimeit is chayiv mishum mechatech. When you're cutting off the feathers, that's nisa mechatech, you're cutting it down to size. Memarit, when you're pulling out the hair, is chayiv mishum amachit. You're smoothing it out, that's nisa mechatech. Trashi mishum mechatech, the kopid la lachtech ad mokim shiroi. You mark with the cut only the thin part, the soft part of the feather. What's right to be used for feather? The gan min hakona, oireg koivim, the oisim koivim mechan fei oiv shabalaisim. Here, mishum mechatech, the tenan gabi, oh, mechatech, you smooth it down. Here also, pulling out the hair to smooth it down, that's an issue mishum mechatech. If you tie and you untie, that's also two different avos melachos. So the Gemara Chiru b'Mishkan Hechevi, where they tie something down by making the Mishkan, there was no tying the Kura, they only used the Mishkan, the Kurashim. Omarovah Shekein Koshrim B'Yisaydis Aholim. He's used to put up the tents on the bottom, used to tie it down with a string, the tents, so he used to tie it down. So the Gemara Nein, who Koshrim Amanas Latiru? When they tied down the Mishkan, it wasn't Amanas to stay there, it wasn't Amanas, Keshram Amanas Lekaimai. Whenever they used to travel on to move out, they would untie it. So who was that Keshram Shakuyom, and there wouldn't be an Issa Diraisim. So you want to know where's the Melechas Kesha that they had in the Mishkan? And the Gemara, El Omar Abayish, Kain Orge Yuria, Shenifsako, Lehen Neymo, Keshram Issa. When they were making the Urias, when they were making the curtains, or the oil, the top for the Mishkan, when their strings would rip in between, they would tie it together. And that tying was a Kesher Shokayom. Shokayom. Omalei Rova, Tarat the Kesher. It gave an answer where you have Kesher making a knot. That's called the Kesher Shokayom. Abamata, Maikal Meimah, where did they untie a knot? These knots, they tied it, stood that way the whole time. Where do you have a case of Mishkan that they untied or not? Tachitim, if you want to tell me. The Misra Milei Trei. Yes, it should be Kitri. Bahadi Hadodi. And all you have two knots, one next to another. It doesn't look nice to have two knots next to another. It's like sticks out. Is Shari Chad, one knot you untie. The Kota Chad, and the other knot you leave. So that's how you can have a case where you untie a knot. And you leave it that way, untied. So the Gemara name, it doesn't look nice. In front of a regular king, you would not do like this. It doesn't look nice. It's by the Mishkan. We're doing it for the Beis Hashem, for the Shechina. When we make such urias that don't look nice, that if you had a knot there and you untied a knot and leave it untied, it doesn't look nice. Hello, my rov, the territory of Tamer Rabbi Loi, she came sodi chalozin koishvin umatirin. The one used to capture this fish, the chalozin, that from its blood was blue. They used to make the tchelis, used to dye the material with it. They used to capture the fish, and it's better to have the fish alive. So they used to capture with a net. So the net, sometimes they would tie it down, and sometimes they would untie it. So that's where you have a case of a matter. In Echlam, you have the case of Kesher here also. But Kesher, we said before, by the Urias, they also made Nemes Ekshira. Just the Ikikashim was really have matter, you untie the knots. There it is, by this net, sometimes they have to untie it. It's too tied up, they have to make it loose, they untie it. Rashi, you say this only noyatim yisaydos. The karak used to put pegs in the karak to receive yisaydos a mishkan. The koshin areas ben b'mesorim used to tie down the curtains with a string. Kosh amanas laterum. The chiyagav ne patrim le lekamon the tnan. Kol kesher sheinu shakuyom ein chiyav malov. You only chayiv on Shabbos if you make a kesher shakuyom as to stay loyim. But not if it's untied soon. Badi adodi shnei chutin zeh to zeh. You have two knots. After you wove it, Maturech, a young toy one, with Nesha Bolton, Venirin, it sticks out and it sees it. The Kotacha claim of Maniach, Kamashu. The Demora Hashtag, Nesin, Geshematiru, Nira, Nekabi, Rias, Shechutel, Hayek, Fulim, the Chutim were doubled over. So if you have a knot, the untied is Nikra now, was not tied the knot. It doesn't look nice. That's the Demora's Terrence, and Aklam, you have it, the Kate Sodi, Halos, and I said, the Tsvoya Trelish. To make the blue wool. Bedoma, who came in da kot, vela achat ashim shona. Once in 6 7 years it came up. Baita, vya toifesh te tvirs. The Mishnah says another malacha is sewing. If you sew 2 stitches, you chayiv. For at the Gemara, I have a whole like kaima. 2 stitches by itself won't stay. So what's the malacha? It's not a kayama, it won't stay. Omar Rabba Baba Chon, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Avusha Koshron. And Echlam, when you make 2 stitches, you only chayiv if you tie down both ends of the string. So then it will stay in place, and the two stitches will hold the material together. But if you don't tie down, make 2 knots at 2 ends, in Echlam, it's not called the Kesher, it's not called the Tfiri, you'll be potted. Shrashi Shekoshren means Shekosha Shnei Rosh Echut. So that's the claw. You have to tie down both sides of the chut. That makes it for a tkifam, that which they tkif with the 2 stitches, you'd be chayiv. Yeah, let's come on, that's how you're on the base. We are toys the Hakareya Amanat Litfor. Which question? Yeah, Kareya Amanat Litfor. If you Kareya, you rip something with a Kavona Amanat Litfor to sew it back again, you chayiv. Because Stam Kareya, Stam ripping is a kilkul for kilkul your potter on Shabbos. Then ask me with the Kareya Amanat Litfor. You're ripping Amanat to sew it back again better. The Gemara Kriya b'Mishkan mihevi. Where did they rip something in the Mishkan? What do you have to rip? They used to sew. They made curtains. Where do you have to rip? Gemara Rabba Rabze.